Blog Talk Radio.
I am joined by Vince in the Bay. How are you, Vince?
Oh, I'm doing fantabulous. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Man, talk about a radio voice. That's great.
It's just for you, baby. I just bring it out for you. That's it. So what's the problem? You sound really tense. You sound really worked up. What can I do to alleviate the situation? What's you're paying attention to Jimmy Carter because
if I could get Barack Obama out of the Oval Office, I wouldn't be tense anymore.
and Jimmy Carter weighs into the equation how?
Obviously not at all.
He's just an easy punching bag, I guess, really, is what it amounts to, really. Would you admit that?
I would have to say that he does make it very easy to hit him, yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's the problem. I really don't. Let's forget about him and just concentrate on you. Why don't you relax? Put on some music or something in the background. Turn down the lights. Pull down the shades. And let's just talk. Let's work it out.
You know, definitely listening to your voice, it definitely would relieve my stress, I think.
Yeah, forget about that old Mr. Peanut, wrinkled, washed-up politician. He's yesterday's news, honey. It's just you and me now, kiddo.
You know, I have an audio of Ed Schultz that's going to make my brain pop, too.
Oh, my God. Why are you listening to that guy, too? Do you really want your head to explode? Are you a glutton for punishment? What's your problem, girl?
Well, I have this thing called duct tape, and I put it to very good use. I generally wrap my head in it several times.
You need to come to a zen-like place like I have. Look at me. I'm a liberty-minded individual. Consider myself a sovereign individual. I don't owe my allegiance to any party or partisanship. I live right here smack dab in the middle of liberal commie pinko central. All right, I live in the Bay Area. I live in San Francisco. It's the most beautiful city in the world. No blood-sucking leech liberal pinko commie bastard is going to get me down about it. You know, it's you know what? You're really wasting a lot of your time getting worked up over half of these people. And you know what they're doing? Really, they're essentially trolls. I gave up on this cable TV nonsense a long time ago. All it does is it gets you worked up. You start yelling at the TV, and then you come on your show and you get worked up and you start yelling at your friends. These are all your friends who are listening to you, and they're just listening to you be really, really, really negative and pissed off. Why don't accentuate the positive?
Well, let me tell you this, Vince. I'll tell you this. I'm not yelling at my friends here. I do get worked up, but it's entertaining, isn't it? See, I put on an entertaining show, which is why I have a chat room full of people.
No, I admit there is an entertainment aspect to it for sure. But I think to quote my good friend Charlie Sheen, you're picking soft targets.
Oh, I don't pick soft targets. I go after everybody.
Well, so far I've heard Jimmy Carter and Ed Schultz.
Well, you might as well come to the rest of my shows, and you should have been here earlier. We weren't talking about a softball topic. We were talking about natural born citizen, which is not.
Oh yeah, I heard that. I don't really know how I feel about that. I'm not really sold either way. I can see, again, I'm a sovereign individual, and I'm all about. I think what we have here is the makings of probably the pillar of capitalism in the history of this globe. And right now we don't have it. I mean, what's going on within the borders of this this nation we call the United States of America is not capitalism. It's crony capitalism. It's fascism. It's a perversion of what your forefathers so heartfully speak of. It's a shadow of what they envisioned. And I'll tell you right now, first of all, I have a problem with this whole constitutional thing, like treating it like it's the Bible. I think it's a great document. I think the founders had a great ideas, but the founders think about did they anticipate they anticipate
Man,
something
they
like
had a
Google
great
come
idea?
Along?
This is not the Bible, but it is basically the Bible of our country. It's what we live according to. It wasn't a great idea. It is. it is an idea, and it continues to exist to this day. And these commie pinkos that you're talking about are the ones who've taken it away from us and destroyed it. We're trying
have
to get it back
really
on
though?
Track.
Have they really, though? Have they taken
of course
it
they have. Right? Look everywhere
How?
Around
How have they
you.
Taken it away from
we
you?
Have
Explain
regulations
it.
Like you wouldn't believe. We,
so
I just talked about the story with the San Francisco Chronicle, which has taken away the freedom of the press.
Oh, did you? Oh, I've got a better story than that, sister. They're trying to pass an ordinance out banning circumcision here in the city of San Francisco. So you don't
I've
have
heard
to tell
about
me about,
it. Yes.
You don't have to tell me about ridiculous laws. Do you jaywalk? Do you ever jaywalk ever?
Oh, of course I speed too. I think
okay.
that speed
well,
limit
so
laws.
Then, so then there's certain laws that you think are ridiculous and you don't pay attention to them.
Oh yeah.
Then why don't you continue to do that with other things when it comes to laws on different levels?
Well, if you're talking about the law of the land, I would never go against that. If I think it's something stupid like a speed limit, where do we have? I mean, what is a speed limit law for?
Maybe I think of an imaginary line in the sand between a place called Mexico and a place called the United States. Maybe I think that's kind of ridiculous, and I don't want to pay attention to that law.
Well, we do have a lot of criminal invaders that aren't paying attention to that line in the sand.
Are criminal invaders? You want to talk about the founders and criminal invaders? This country was based on criminals. Everybody that came to this country in the early days when it was a colony were all outcasts.
Vince, what? You said you live in San Francisco? Why do you live in America? Can you tell me why you even live here? You obviously hate the place, and you hate anybody who founded it and the founding documents. What the hell are you doing here?
I just told you how much I love this city, and I don't let people with conflicting ideologies.
Well, I can understand why you love the city, because it is a commie bastion, and you sound like you feel pretty comfortable there with them.
I do. I do, actually. And I love it when they fornicate and perform fellatio right outside my window, which apparently is...
I'm sure you like it when they actually do it to you. Yes, Vince, I'm sure you do like it when they do it to you. I tell you. You know, I have somebody who comes on here and asks me why I get all worked up about these people, and then what does he do? He gets me all worked up.
What a silly Negro.
Tony Venuti, is that Vince on? Hey, Vince, is that you? Anyway, coming back at you, this is Tony Venuti, probably someone just listening on the phone. I'll come back in a few minutes. Okay, folks, Tony Venuti back at you again with your ex-conservative radio from Tucson, Arizona. I've got Vince on the line. How you doing, Vince?
Hey, Tony, how you doing? It's good to be here.
I'm not doing too bad. Where you calling from, Vince?
I'm in the Bay. I'm Vince in the Bay, as in the San Francisco,
San Francisco
Bay Area.
Yeah.
No, I can already hear it in your voice. Everybody... I did have a lot of balls to establish my name here on Blog Talk Radio as Vince in the Bay, because first of all, it rhymes with a lot of things that happen and are stereotypical of the Bay Area and San Francisco in particular. And
Play,
so,
hey,
hi, 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 Vince in the Bay. Contrary to what your preconceived ideas might be, I happen to be a sovereign individual. I'm a liberty-minded individual. I'm not. I don't subscribe to either political party. I'm actually quite tired of politics altogether. I think it's child's play. I think it's just a big smoke screen to keep us diverted while the adults are taking care of real business. So I'm kind of here. I love San Francisco. I love the Bay Area. I love the culture here. I certainly
have. Savage is out there. Michael Savage is out there.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not. He got bumped off his flagship station though, which was kind of interesting. But yeah, he's still here. He's broadcasting on a different AM station now than he was. He was on 910 or 510 or.
I didn't know that. When did that happen?
About a year ago, a year or two ago now. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's definitely a maverick out here. I don't think I agree with align with him on a lot of things, but I definitely think I stick out like a sore thumb if I get into a deep social or political discussion with the natives here, if you will. It seems to me you have on the two polar extremes. You have on one end, let's say, you have Dennis Kucinich on the left. And over on the other end, I think it's Ron Paul on the right. And instead of being a flat, linear, left to right thing, I think it's more of like a cylinder if you will. Take that, you know, imagine your left-right paradigm and think of it three-dimensionally. Wrap it around into a cylinder, almost like a Pringles potato chip funnel type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think once you get to the very extremes on both ends, you actually find common ground. If you look at Kucinich, he's anti-war. He wants to go. He's more. I want to go 100% nanny state and just go with the welfare state rather than the warfare state. And Ron Paul actually wants to get rid of both. He doesn't want the nanny state or the welfare state or the warfare state. But they can come together on issues like the monetary policy, the Federal
mm-hmm.
Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
You have
mm-hmm.
people like Kucinich and Bernie Sanders aligning themselves with people like Ron Paul, who want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They also want to stop all these entanglements overseas. They want to scale back the foreign policy to something more in lines with what it was originally thought to be. It was supposed to be. I mean, we're supposed to have a national defense, not a national offense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's ever since Vietnam, it's gotten stupid. And after Iraq, and now with Obama in here, they have no clue. And they were so many years being anti-establishment, right, being anti-war. Now that they're in charge of the wars, they don't know how to act. And right now, I'm voting for anyone else. That's who I'll vote for, anyone else.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I mean, it's that kind of – I mean, talk about Atlas Shrugged, Vince. Okay, where do you go? And see, this is right where those that want to confuse you and divert you, those who actualize evil, the best thing they can do is have us confused. That's the best thing they can do.
That's what they want. They want you and I to find some. They want to. They've created enough of these booby traps, these wedge issues, that they'll take somebody like you and me. Two guys, we're both Dagos, right? You're Italian, if I'm not mistaken. You know, you and I probably have way more in common than we have differences. But if you throw us into the political arena, there's these little wedge issues, and usually it's just real easy. It's it's a simple one, like abortion or gay rights or whatever. Entitlements. They'll throw something out there. There's going to be something that they'll use to divide you and I. Or you and I, and say, "Oh, Joy Behar," Joy Behar will demonize people like you and me simply because of how we fall on.
Now you're tapping into this pop culture stuff and giving it validity. Unfortunately, too many of us do. Melinda, do me a favor, baby, and I want to bump you off, okay, sweetheart? My mother's channeled with me. My mother's my role model. I buried her about 10 years ago. She taught me respect. She taught me mutual respect. She taught me not to rock the boat. Be nice. I sort of read you. I know what you're about. I think I like you. You've come to the show a few times. I appreciate that very much. But I'll tell you what we have here, for nothing else in this show. We have harmony. We have harmony. Okay? When in Rome, do as Romans do. So I please ask you for me, for my sake, please show me some respect. We don't use that. And believe me, I'm a player, baby. Okay? I'm a player.
Yeah.
You like tall Italians, you like Vince, I'm all for that, but not in this room, not in this time. Talk about the spice, the time-space paradigm, Vince.
That's right. Hey, Melinda, simmer down, sister. Relax. Keep your panties on. We're going to keep this clean. This is a family show. Tony's mom's listening.
Now, Vince, let me ask you something. Your show is a little bit going on, huh? You got a little bit of an edge. Tell me about that. Tell me what you're about on your show so that people know whether to want to go to your show or whether to stay away from your show, Vince.
Absolutely.
Tell me what the Vince show is about.
Well, Monday through Friday, I do a program. I call it Disorderly Conduct.
Oh, okay. There you go.
it's a caller-based show. It's a call-in-based show. And usually it's late night. I usually broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific, and that's, 1 a.m. Eastern?
Yeah, yeah. So
and,
you got a lot of people
get,
pretty stoned.
Oh, boy. I get all kinds of – I get them all. I get them all, Tony.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I just have – it's a caller-based show. It's the callers dictate the conversation. I do have libertarian or like to say liberty-minded – leanings,
mm-hmm.
and so there's
mm-hmm.
an undercurrent of that. I also have a lot of musicians on. I have a music-based show. I play music.
Mm-hmm.
and I review review records, and I have musical guests that come on, and I interview them and play their stuff. And so it's really loose format. I like to think of it as like me.
It's happy hour on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, I sent a link out there. Vince, thanks very much.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
What a silly Negro.
Caller, VT, you're on.
Hey, Calla, it's Vince in the Bay.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, it's been a while. I haven't talked to you in a long time, so I thought I'd chime in. I thought this was as good a night as any. I think I'm team Beyonce on this one. I think I like Beyonce. She's got
Beyonce
some curves. She's got some curves.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, yeah, the curves and everything like that.
And
but
she's got the swagger that I like, and I think the other chick is just a little bit too like anorexic, a little bit too frail. She's got a weird like deformed forehead. Like I think her forehead's a little bit too big. It like protrudes a little bit. Too much.
Nah. You don't see this. Look, you can't look at every last single photo. Leah was beautiful. You gotta look at that picture. You don't tell me she's not beautiful, right?
I didn't say she wasn't beautiful. I'm just saying straight up, your comparison is Beyonce to Leah.
This, my friend, did you ever see the video, We Need a Resolution? Have you ever seen her video, We Need a Resolution?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, how about this? Go to YouTube, Google Aaliyah, We Need a Resolution. Look at her in that video, the way she did that video, the way she looked and everything like that, and the way they put that video together, and then tell me if Beyonce can come near anything on that video. You know, that video right there was like, I think it was one of her last, you know, right before she died. You know, then
right, fine. Okay, look, you're talking too fast for me, Calla. What's the name of the video again? God damn it.
We Need a Resolution.
We need a resolution, Aaliyah. Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
Or just resolution.
Oh, right. Featuring Timbaland? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, with Timbaland. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we need
5 million hits. These bastards. How do they do it?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, Aaliyah.
Oh, okay. A huge pet peeve. Huge pet peeve. Hip-hop, R&B, they all do it. The little intro, the first, like, whatever, 16 bars, whatever the hell it is.
He could have left all that out. He could have been out of the video.
Everybody can leave that out. It's like every single artist that's out now. That's how they start their track off. In fact, I bet you some of these people, like Snoop Dogg, he could probably sell tracks of just him saying,
All that swagger. I'm gonna do a collab with you, and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, whoopee, freaking dude. So you're gonna come around, and like Diddy does it the worst, you know? Oh yes, that's it. I'm like, man,
yeah.
Shut up.
You know who originated that? You know who started all that? And they're all biting off of it, and they haven't stopped the gravy train since. Is Tupac. Tupac used to do that. And he didn't do it to be cool. He just did it because, I don't know, he left his mic open or whatever, and he's just like, fucking, you know, I'm gangsta like this. And then all of a sudden people went back and were listening to his stuff, and they were biting his style in so many ways that they picked up every little thing he did and turned it into
Tupac,
like
I think Tupac was overrated.
I agree. I think he was a great rapper,
you know,
but I don't think he's as great.
Every time somebody gets shot and killed and everything, he was the greatest and all kind of stuff like that. I mean, he made good songs and everything, but he wasn't that good of a rapper. You know, a good rapper is somebody like GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, that's a good rapper. You know, somebody like that. That's somebody who got skills. You know, but he's never going to get the fame like that. Somebody like Killer Priest. You know, that's somebody that got knowledge on that. Tupac was all right, and he was a part of the BET MTV exploitation era. You know, so I don't, you know, him and Biggie Smalls. To me, they were products of the commercial rap era. You know, so I don't really like that. So
yeah, I don't know, man. I'm watching this. I'm watching this We Need a Resolution thing, and she looks all right.
Now Beyonce
put a ring on it thing, the black and white video where she's shaking her booty. I mean, come on, dude.
No, Beyonce,
that destroys
Beyonce,
this. What are you talking about?
Beyonce.
That video destroys this video. Her booty shaking is way better than this.
Of course, but that's what I'm saying. If you're looking at that, yeah, Beyonce all day. But I will say, as far as, like, to me, it wasn't about the curves and the booty and all that. I was looking at who presented themselves in sort of a classy way. That's what I was looking for. I said, because we get that all day, because if you take it to the extreme, what do you got? What do you got when you take it to the extreme? Well, females get butt-ball naked and they show up in a video with absolutely nothing. That's what to the extreme. Well, Aaliyah didn't have to do that. That's why I say, when it came down to it, you know, when it comes down to it, I look at all those criteria, you know, like, you know, how you present yourself, how you carry yourself, you know, and how you carry yourself in public. Now, Beyonce carries herself like a lady and everything. Her video is a little wild and racy, but she does carry herself like a lady. That's why I would compare her to. You know, I would not compare someone like Lil' Kim would not even be in the running, you know. Lil' Kim is just, you know, she's not even
not even close. Not even in the building.
Well, not even in, even if she sung and everything like that, because the way she carries herself. She carries herself and she has to sell her. She's a typical, Lil' Kim symbolizes a lot of black women who, you know, who don't have it, you know, so-called, okay, I'm going to make it.
You know who I think is a class act? You know who I think is smoking hot, has a million times more talent than you and I and everybody else in this room combined, and is just amazing and has a great voice, is Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah, and that's all, I should have mentioned Alicia Keys. My only problem with Alicia Keys is she is so incredibly boring.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I swear, I feel like jumping off a building head first with her music. I'm like, okay, she's talented. She can play the piano. She can do all that. But I'm like this. I'm like, every time I hear one of her songs on the radio, I'm like, okay. I'm saying to myself, I know I'm supposed to like it because it's Alicia Keys. Everybody tell us, well, I'm supposed to like it. It was Alicia Keys. But my God, her songs are friggin'
They're benign. They're really boring. They're safe.
Yeah,
they're dead.
I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, she makes real serious songs and everything.
Yeah.
They're good, you know. Obviously talented and everything, but they're songs that
they're vanilla,
like,
though. They're vanilla.
Yeah, and
you know who is like that, but the male version is like John Legend.
Yeah, another he has another one too. You know, boring. Boring. I can't listen to somebody that's
bringing nothing. Just not really bringing anything raw to the plate. Nothing raw about it. It's just kind of like textbook. All textbook.
No, those are people that had basically they had talent and skill their whole life, but they never had any showmanship or personality. You know.
Yeah. Nothing quirky or unique about it.
Don't mean that you're going to be a great entertainer because. You know, that you have to have a performance. You have to have sort of personality. When Alicia Keys, when she's interviewed, she's always talking about her work. You know, oh, yeah, I did this and I did that. She's a good artist, excellent artist, but my Lord, she doesn't have what it takes, what they say. She doesn't have prime time. She's not ready for prime time. You know, she's not ready for prime time because she's boring. I mean, her songs, I go through her whole CD and I'm like, Lord, I'm like, geez, somebody freaking drowned already, you know. So yeah, she's a thing. What do you think about this thing? I want to get everybody's opinion. What do you think about Superman changing, renouncing his American citizenship?
What do you mean, Superman? In the comic book?
You know, the comic book series. You know, I know you know about how comic book series work. They're very, very politically charged.
Yeah,
you know?
There
was a comic book hero, I forgot who it was a few years ago, admitted that he was gay. You know, one of his characters in the comic book said, okay, the gay lobby got a hold to him, and he said it was a superhero that came out of the closet and said he was gay, whatever, you know? And now Superman is saying that he's renouncing, because you know the last Superman they made back in 2004, I believe, right? They took out the Truth, Justice, and the American Way. you know, out of the thing for truth and justice. And he took out the American way and the American flag out of Superman, the Superman they made. And the right wing went crazy in this country. You know, see, this is proof that the left wing Marxist.
Exactly.
And the nut jobs went nuts in this country and everything. They
well, I think what this... I think what this is doing, I think what this is it's just something that conveniently fits into the overall narrative of America that the popular media is trying to perpetuate. I think I just recently heard somewhere a report that international leaders and or scholars or whatever, some poll of some top panel of expert jackoffs, I don't know. But they concluded that by the year 2016, America will have hit its peak and will be on a steep decline and no longer be the most powerful nation on the planet.
Right. Yeah, and what I believe is this: America. Remember something? During the time of the 1930s, if you look at it, America and Western Europe was the so-called first world. And in other words, basically, if you want to live in a city where there was electricity, lights, running water, a government, and all stuff like that, education, and all stuff like that, media, and all stuff like that, what they call the modern world, the first world, this is where you came. Now, if you wanted to live in a rural subsistence life, you stayed in Vietnam or Cambodia or Central America, wherever you came from. That was called the third world, right? Over the last 30 years, a lot of these so-called third world countries are now moving up into the first world column. You know, you got Singapore, you know, you have Malaysia, you have all these countries moving up. You have countries in Africa. They're moving, people are moving into the cities all over the world. The biggest cities in the world are not even in the Western anymore, you know. You got Tokyo, you got Mexico City, you got in Malaysia, you got a big city, you got Lagos, Nigeria. You got all these cities that are becoming a mega city, Cairo, Egypt. And all these cities, people live in urban life. They have access to running water. They have access to television. They have access to media. They're literate and stuff like that. So, therefore, the idea of the first world, which means people think the first world means that you got a better standard of living than everybody else. No, first world means that you have a modern standard of living. And the third world means that you live on subsistence. That means you just... So you got people still living in the third world, in places in the backwoods of Thailand, Cambodia. People haven't changed for hundreds of years. You got people that still roam the Sahara Desert the way the ancestors did hundreds of years ago, have not changed. You know, that's the idea of the first world and the third world. It's amazing. But that's the way it is. All right, Vince, thanks a lot, bro. Thanks for calling me.
Hey, thank you, Kala. I really appreciate it. I got to run, but it's always great talking to you. Thanks for the chat. Take care, bro. Have a great night.
That's Vince in the Bay.
Winning.
Let's go to Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay, you are on the Terry O'Brien Show. Hello.
Hey, Terry. Great to be here with you.
Hey, Vince in the Bay. Are you actually on the left coast in the parentheses?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm in the epicenter of the liberal pinko commie nexus universe, whatever you want to call it. Yes,
calling from the belly
bay.
Of the beast, from the belly of the
yep.
beast, right there on the parentheses. Well, I have to tell you, I live in an island of insanity in a sea of normal America. So I sort of live in like a little outpost of San Francisco here in Illinois. So I can relate.
Cool.
And you know, I love San Francisco. I've always loved San Francisco.
Oh, it's a beautiful city.
It's a beautiful city. Yeah, it is. I hate what has happened to it over the last few years. Now let me ask you, were you watching the royal wedding?
Thankfully I missed all of that. And and you know what? I'm a big Twitter fanatic, and luckily I wasn't really following anybody that was really into it, so I didn't get bombarded by it really at all. I have one friend that tries to mock all of it, and he sends out he kind of gets pretty dirty. Like, he uses Diana jokes and stuff like that. But he sent me one thing. This is the one thing I caught. I'm going to paste it in your chat room. And it's safe for work.
Okay.
This is the one thing I saw, and I quite enjoyed this candid moment that was caught at the wedding. And
it's a picture. It's that someone tweeted a photograph. So and I have to say, the public urinating and the guy passed out in the pool of vomit, I guess that probably would be a bit unpleasant. But that sounds like San Francisco, doesn't it, Vince?
I was going to say it sounds like Oakland after a Raiders game.
Oh, my God. I mean, I have to tell you, Anderson was making my gaydar go off a lot during this wedding coverage because he was, you know, a lot of guys that were covering this, they seemed like they knew way too much about the dresses and the makeup. It was a little bit strange, I have to tell you.
Oh, there's no mystery about Anderson Cooper and what team he plays for. Come on.
Well, y'all, we've all heard the rumors. We've all heard the rumors, and he didn't do any good, himself any good if he wanted to dispel those rumors during this royal wedding coverage. And the fact that he doesn't want to eat a bacon buddy, I mean, come on. When you're hungover, can you think of anything better than a bacon buddy? I can't.
See, I'm here in San Francisco, and over here a bacon buddy is a different,
oh,
has a different meaning.
Oh,
so,
oh,
no,
dear.
I don't swing that way. Sorry.
Oh, dear. I didn't even, you know what? I didn't even think. All right. So I said I wouldn't take away from your time. So why did
no,
you
No, you have my time, sister. I'm all yours. I love your show. I miss it a lot. And I'm happy to just sit back and listen and chime in if you don't mind or whatever,
yeah.
however you want it to go. I love the clips you've been playing. I'm all for AC 360 bashing. He's a great target. I'm down. Let's do this.
Well, I don't have any more mean things to say about Anderson. Actually, I'm going to get into talking about the White House correspondence dinner.
The nerd prom. I'm sorry,
the
nerd prom.
The nerd prom. I was actually tweeting last night using that hashtag.
I did one tweet with that hashtag, and I don't know if you want to hear it.
Oh yes, absolutely. Go ahead, fire away.
All right, here it is. This is what I said about the nerd prom because I do follow some idiots that are into that. This is my tweet. It says, take your nerd prom and stick it up your cornhole.
Oh, Vince. That is so Vince. What can I tell you? You get the bell. Vince, it's always wonderful to hear from you. Hang it in the chat room there, and we'll follow
sure.
what you have to say. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Terry.
Thanks.
Good night, or have
night.
A good day.
Okay.
I'll
okay.
Bye.
Vince in the Bay here on the Terry O'Brien Show.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in that house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The gay bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell nah, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy. Ah!
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. The dude. Where's one on?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
God, what an introduction. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I hope you can hear me. Not in the studio right now. I am walking through the Golden Gate Park right now, enjoying a nice, brisk San Francisco night. And yeah, I'm heading back to the studio right now. I know I have some folks on the phone line that have been waiting patiently. I'll get to them in a second. Also, if you're listening and you're wondering where the fuck the chat room is, I'm going to bring the chat room up in a bit. Yeah, I apologize if you want to chat and the chat's not open. It'll be open in a little bit. I just have to get back into the studio, and we'll get shit going. Let me see if I can bring on some of these callers. I think Dalton might be here. Let me see. All right, let's go to the phone lines and think.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Wow. Fuck, my bad. Hey, Dalton, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you all right.
Okay, cool. I'm on my phone right now, so, and I get really crappy reception, so I might drop off, and you might be the host of the show, so just be warned.
I'll be the host until you come back in.
Yeah, yeah, you just take, if I suddenly go away, you just take over, all right, bro?
Okay, I've had to do that for Debbie earlier today.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, practice then. Good shit, man. So what's going on with you? What's new with you, Dalton?
Not much. I just call in like I always do.
Yeah. Cool, man. Hey, I heard your girlfriend did really well in the Special Olympics. You want to tell me about that?
She got 2 gold medals.
Holy shit. What were the competitions that she got the gold medals in? What was she doing?
I think one of them was the 15-meter dash. I don't know what the other one was.
15-meter dash. So she's fast, huh?
50.
Oh, 50. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So is she faster than you?
I don't know. We haven't raced.
Right on. Cool.
But
hey,
I wanted to
go ahead.
I can tell you she walks faster than me. But we haven't ran yet.
Is she one of those people that's like always like kind of like in a hurry to get somewhere and run and like ends up walking like 10 feet ahead of ahead of everybody else?
Sometimes.
You know the kind of people I'm talking about? I have certain friends that they just, for some reason, they have to walk super fast, like 10 feet ahead, 10 or 15 yards ahead of everybody whenever we're traveling somewhere.
She doesn't walk that far ahead, but she will walk a little bit ahead of me.
Yeah.
From time to time, and then I have to catch up.
Oh, hey, Dalton, I wanted to also commend you on your troll the other night. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about now, but I have no idea even who that was.
No, I was just saying that was you got me, dude, the other night when you called in, and you I don't know, you said I was gay or something, and you hung up on me. No, you remember? Hello?
I don't remember that.
Well, you called into my show and called me a faggot and hung up on me.
Oh.
I said your girlfriend, I was teasing you about your girlfriend, and you called back and gave me some shit.
Yeah. When it comes to my girlfriend, Vince, I'll forgive you now, but when it comes to my girlfriend, watch what you say.
Yes, sir. Oh, I learned my lesson, dude. I learned my lesson. I'll be watching my mouth very carefully. Yeah, I see we have a couple more callers lined up. Almost back into the studio right now. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to queue up a song here, and hopefully that'll give me enough time to get into the studio, get on the mic, fire up the chat room, and we can get this show going proper.
Sounds good to me. I got a quick question for you. How's the weather in Cisco?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's perfect right now. It's clear skies, probably, I don't know, 50 degrees right now, maybe? It's very comfortable. Like, yeah, I'm just in, I just hang out in shorts and a t-shirt during the day. And even right now, it wouldn't be so bad for shorts. But, yeah, it's nice. Good.
If you'd be in Panama City Beach about 7 at night, it gets pretty wild.
Yeah. Did you say Panama City?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about this before. Yeah, I've been there. It's a cool place. Right there in the panhandle of Florida.
Yeah. I went into this one German restaurant one time, and I saw two drunks fighting over a keg of beer, and they spilled the beer.
All right, on that note, I'm going to take a quick break, play a track here, and I'll be right back with the chat room and your calls, 347-826-7667. Play, you piece of shit. Play music now.
Disorderly Conduct.
With your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
All right, I'm back. Wow. Okay. Hey, Dalton, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. You hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Cool. All right, I opened the chat room. If anybody's listening on blogtalkradio.com, if you refresh the page now, the chat should be open. So, apologies. I wasn't able to get back in time to open up the chat for the beginning of the show. So, I appreciate if you listened without the chat. I know it's a major pet peeve of mine when shows broadcast with no chat room. I hate that. So, I apologize.
Yeah. At least huh? You came on the time you said, because usually I've gone into BTR shows and they have a specific time that they have set, and then it's like you're hearing the music and then they just either forget or they come in late.
Oh. Well, you know how it is, man. Like I wish I could do my schedule. I wish I could do my show at one set time, scheduled the same time every night. I wish I could do that, but unfortunately, the way my personal life runs, I don't have a set schedule, so I have to kind of work around the windows of opportunity that I have. And I played that long pre-recorded intro because I was, frankly, I was coming home from work, okay, and I was actually riding the bus as the show started, and I got off the bus just in time for the end of the intro and talked to you, and here we are. I'm back in the studio now, and it's all good. Actually, I have a good time. I have more fun doing the show when I'm just walking around. Like last night, I didn't get to do a show really, and so I called into Goofy Bones' show, and I was just walking down the street, and I had so much fun on his show last night. I was glad Goofy did a show because I don't, because you were around last night on BTR, correct?
Last night, yeah, I tried to get into your show, and I tried to get into Debbie's, and I heard from Debbie that BTR crashed last night.
Yeah, BTR took a dump on everybody's show last night. So I didn't get to do one, except one person was able to do a completely fine show. Guess who that was?
Who was that?
Goofy Bone. The Mexican. Of all people, the goddamn Mexican was able to do an unadulterated show. He had full access to his board. He took calls. Everything. Bingo. Whammo. Working. And basically, Kishu and I went over there and crashed his show and took it over. And he was cool. He was cool. He was wasted. Goofy was so wasted because he went to the Sharks game, and he was psyched because the Sharks won, and he did a show. But he was so wasted that I think at one point he crashed his internet, and it was just Kishu and I talking for like 20 minutes. And then you got to hear it. I'm gonna download the whatchamacallit, the archive. You got to hear Goofy's show from late last night. I ended up walking to the Shell station. There's a 24-hour Shell station down the street from me, and it's got a little Quickie Mart thing in it. And late night, I go down there for like my late night snacks and stuff. And the guy that works there, I guess every once in a while he has to take a shit break or something, and he puts a sign up and locks the door to the whole entire shop, like shuts it down, puts a sign up that says that he'll be back in 15 minutes, and then shuts her down. And so I get there, and it's me and this other guy waiting outside for the store to reopen, and I'm on the phone with Goofy, who's doing his show, and this guy and I, like, just on the spot start improvising, and I was like, oh my God, the guy barricaded himself inside of the Quickie Mart because he knows the rapture's coming. and he fucking padlocked the door. It was crazy. And the guy that was waiting for me was this fruity French guy. He was cool, though. He was just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. This is Claus. It's never Claus. What is this? Hilarious. I can't even do it justice by describing it, but check out Goofy Bone's show. Don't do it now. In fact, I'll find the archive and I'll play it for you, pieces of shit. All right, let's go to the switchboard. I think Kishu's here, speaking of Kishu. Hey, Kishu.
Hey, Vince. How long have you been on? I'm sorry.
I've only been on. You haven't missed anything. I was late starting, so I played a bunch of pre-recorded stuff as I got... I was literally on my way home on the bus. And while my show already started, and so I got a late start, and then I hung out with Dalton for a little bit, and I just got in the studio, so you really didn't. I didn't even have the chat open until like 5 minutes ago. ATM Be Cool is kissing somebody in the chat room. I hope to God that's not me, because I'm pretty sure ATM Be Cool is a dude.
Nice.
Anyway, how are you, Kishu?
I'm doing well this evening, except for the fact that my hair is fucking bright orange right now. I'm doing great.
What did you try to do to your hair, and why is it orange now?
It's orange because I stripped all the dark dye off of it, and that's just part of the process of going.
How
back
do you still
back.
Have hair on your head? You do so much crap to your hair. I can't
I know,
believe
I'm
you're not
so in with it. Like it's and it's in good condition too. It always feels nice and soft. But you know why? Because I know what the fuck I'm doing. That's why. Like, you can't chemically treat your hair and then not, like, correctly condition it. Like, most girls don't realize that. So, they just use, like, you know, store-box dye.
Okay.
Kishu, did you hear about Emily?
No, what happened?
She got 2 gold medals in State Special Olympics.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. Tell her I said congratulations. That is really awesome. And you know what? Vince said she would come home with the gold, and she did.
She did.
You know what you should do to reward her? You should eat her out.
Dirty Vince.
Seriously, she'll give her an orgasm. That'll be like the even better than the two gold medals. Trust me, bro.
Vince, you've been on for an hour, it says.
I know.
You were on for an hour?
I was on for. I told you I was. I did pre-recorded shit for like a half an hour, and then I was walking home talking to Dalton for another 10 or 15 minutes, and then right now I just got back. You didn't miss shit. Trust me. You can listen to the archive. You didn't miss anything.
Okay.
We got who do we got? We got ATMV Cool, a couple of guests, and Wild Goose. Wild Goose is on the line too. Let's bring him on. Hey, what's up, Wild Goose?
Hey, what's up, brother? I'm just cracking up what you said earlier. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Go for those two gold medals. Top that shit off, brother. Whew. Yeah, man. No, I just decided to tune in. I just got done with my show about 15, 20 minutes ago, so I'm just going to hang out. Hey, man.
Right,
yeah, I've been listening to your show for a while, so yeah, you're one of the first dudes I listened to on here, you and Debbie Daly. I'm part of that late night crowd, so yeah, man. It's been real.
Right on, dude. Welcome to the show. Yeah, I think I caught one of your shows, and I like your shtick, man. I like your style. I caught part of your thing with the Jesus on the Deb Daly show earlier. That was intriguing.
That's my trolling, man. See, I'll do my trolling, and I don't know which show you caught of mine, but, you know, I've had my share of terrible shows. You know, I'm part of that Freedomizer crew, and, you know, starting in June, I'm actually going to be on their station, so I won't have...
Oh, one of those guys, one of those Freedomizer dudes. I get it.
Yeah,
okay, I got
here's my thing. Like, I'm not... See, you know, like, the Freedomizer crew, there's a bunch of conspiracy theorists on there, but, like, I'm not one of those guys, you know? But I'm all about, you know, freedom of speech, you know, all that cool stuff, the Constitution, yeah, it's all, you know, that's my gig. But... No, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, with Freedomizer, they're a bunch of freaking conspiracy theorists. I'm trying to bring something new to the station, you know, bring my voice of reason, as I call my show. So,
cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But like I
said, I think you're a funny guy. You obviously are good with the impressions and whatnot, or just satire in general, I guess.
Yeah, man. I mean, I like doing that stuff. Frank calling people. Dude, you're not going to... I started out on BTR just listening to shows about a month and a half ago. And I, you know, a couple of friends told me, oh, well, you do all these prank calls. And it was kind of like a party trick I did. Like, I would just prank call people. But then I came on BTR, and I was a part of the whole troll crew, and I trolled a couple shows. But then I realized, hey, I like coming on here and... Then I started prank calling with the hosts, like on False Flag Radio on Freedomizer, and they do a bunch of prank calls to stores and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So we can kind of collaborate on prank calls. But then I started listening to their other shows. I was like, hey, you know, maybe I can do my own show and kind of progress from there. Now I'm actually going to be on their station. So that's kind of, like, it's all kind of come really fast. So, you know, it's pretty cool. But I started out trolling Debbie Daly and... I probably trolled your show in passing. I don't know, man.
I appreciate a good troll.
I
have no problems with a good prank call. If somebody gets me, I'll give it up. No doubt. I encourage it. I would love more people to call in and just do creative shit. Like, I'd love to have you as a regular. If you come up with something like a character or something you want to call in as a regular with, I'm down. And you know, all you have to do is I do that. I don't like to give it away, but I do that with Ghost. I don't know if you listen to Ghost.
No, I'm a, no, I actually tried calling in to Ghost show legitimately. Like, I wanted to talk to him about something, and his big thing right now is just kicking people off. No matter what, even if they have something to talk about. So yeah,
if he even detects a hint of you being a prank caller, he gets rid of you. But no, I've gotten to a point where like I don't call in as myself much anymore. I call in as like he'll have what you know how he always. I don't know if you pay close attention to him, but every show he usually has at least like five different topics, And it's usually just current events, just news, you know, latest news, and he'll talk about each one. And I usually try to call in as a character that's somehow related to the news item. Like he was like when the whole Common thing happened with Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
I called in as Todd Palin and cussed him out.
Did he buy it?
No, he knew it was me. But he's down. He's like I'll private message him and say, "Hey, Ghost, I'm on the line. I'm calling in as Todd Palin." And he
goes with it. Yeah, that's the thing to do.
It's like you ever listen to Phil Hendry?
No, not familiar.
You got to check out Phil Hendry. He does this all. He's a one man show. He's amazing.
Wow.
But he does the same. He does the same thing. He has fake callers, fake pundits, if you will. But instead of them being actors, they're just him. He's just so good with voices and with switching back and forth from the microphone and the telephone to do his prank calls. He pranks himself. He trolls himself. He reverse trolls. He trolls his callers. He'll screen his callers to have the most he'll have a fake guest on, somebody who's like a school teacher who's like, you know, keeps talking in innuendo about, you know, potentially hooking up with like his students and stuff. And they'll wait. They just put this bait out there, and they'll wait for an unsuspecting caller to call in, all outraged, and they put him on, and they cuss out this fake guy, this fake caller on the air, which is Phil Hendry doing a fake voice, and then he plays the good cop and the bad cop. So he's Phil, the announcer. So it's like me if I'd be Vincent the Bay, and I'd just be really cool to you, and then I'd have my guest. You know, Seymour Finkelstein, who I'll be on the telephone with, and he'll just be like, "Oh, what's up, you fucking idiot? Why the fool? Get this guy off the line, Vince." You know, obviously it's a really poor example, but he does it so fluidly and effortlessly that it took me almost a year, not a year, but maybe half a year of 6 months of listening to him until I figured it out. It was all him. Like, it took me, like, a couple of months before I realized I was, like, that there was something going on. Like if you first hear this guy, if you just heard one episode, you would never, I don't think you would ever think that he was all doing it himself. But it took me a couple weeks. Like, at first I was like, okay, he's obviously got, because it sounded, the guy that would call in and be his guest every night, which was, like, a different name every night, and sometimes it was a female, and after a while I could tell it was the same voice that was calling into a show. So at first I was just like, okay, this guy's just got a regular guy that calls in and does voices. And then it took me another couple of months before I was, like, started really listening and noticing that he never talked over the other guy. And I was like, you know, he does it so effortlessly that unless you're really paying attention, unless, you know, it takes like an audio file like me, because I work in, I've done sound for years and video work for years, and so I'm used to, I have a, you know, a pretty acute sense of sound,
right.
And I, you know, it took me a long time before I picked up on it, but then I started listening very carefully and noticing that they never stepped on each other. There were times where it seemed like they were almost stepping on each other, but they weren't. And
they're
then
too polite to each other.
Yeah. No. I mean, just their voices would never cross over each other.
Right. They never interrupted.
And then I went on YouTube and I looked up and I YouTubed Phil Hendry, and the fourth wall came down. So he's YouTube Phil Hendry, and you'll really appreciate this guy. He's a legend. He's been doing this for like 30 years, I think. And people probably hear him on the radio and don't even realize what's going on.
It takes so much talent and practice. I mean, that's like Robin Williams' Good Morning Vietnam radio right there. I mean, that's pro. Like, probably, you know, he's on AM radio probably, right? So, I mean, he knows.
Yeah,
he knows,
I think he actually started off. I think he started off being an FM DJ, and somehow, well, and then you know what happened to FM DJs? They all got replaced by computers, and so he went over to. He kind of had to turn into. Almost a political talk show guy.
That's
so
what you have
on,
to. I mean,
now
that's,
he's on
that's
AM.
Where the money's at.
Yeah.
You look at I knew an FM DJ back when I lived in Boise before I went back out east. And I was like, oh, cool, you're an FM DJ. I mean, you must be hot shit. He's like, no, I mean, I make minimum wage, you know. I mean, being an FM DJ is not a big deal anymore. So, Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't do it for the money. You don't do. You don't do music for the money. You don't do radio for the money. The only people that are making a good, healthy living are the Rush Limbaughs of the world.
Right.
The Lady Gagas of the world. Those people are doing okay. Everybody else is just struggling to keep their head afloat.
Yeah, they're
and
doing it.
They're not doing it for the money. They're doing it because they love doing radio. That's why I'm doing this. I fucking just love doing it. And I can't imagine that I would ever want to seriously do terrestrial radio because I wouldn't be able to be me. This is where it's at. Like, I can say whatever
fuck
I want.
The worst thing about AM radio, I mean, and you could equate it to this. You could say the worst thing about censorship is, and that's the worst thing about censorship, man. You know what I mean? The worst thing about it is, you get it?
No, I don't.
The worst thing about censorship is, oh God, that failed horribly, didn't it?
Yeah,
not
pretty
even
much.
You.
Let's check. You know what? Let's check with ATMB Cool and see if he thought it was all right. Hey, ATMB Cool, what did you think of that?
It was amazing.
All right. Well, then, Wild Goose, you win.
All right. Cool. 1-0. All right.
Winning.
Duh.
Exactly.
Winning.
Exactly.
Vatican warlocks in office right now and.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Are you in my corner or are you with the trolls?
Oh, he sure did tap into the zeitgeist of a nation, did he not?
People paid $80 a piece to go see him live. And what it was, and I've seen the YouTube videos of people walking out of the show pissed off, even though they had no idea going into it what it was going to be about. It was just a guy sitting at a desk playing YouTube videos and ranting about it for about an hour and a half. And he had a couple car show chicks come rub their tits all over him. That's all it was. And they paid $80 a pop on it, and he capitalized on it. Good for him. More power to him. I hope he does it again. Because I'm going to laugh again. So it'll be something else to laugh about. You know, when they get pissed off and make their video rants on YouTube about how they wasted $80 of their income on seeing Charlie Sheen bitch about his boss.
Yeah, I didn't go.
I hope not.
But I think he's hilarious, though. I loved his rant. I loved his rant. The original rant on Alex Jones was, I thought, was brilliant.
It was classic. His drunken rants on YouTube, where he has that thing under the table, and you can't quite tell if it's a glass of whatever or if he's just making it all up. That's what I think is brilliant about it. He could be completely clean when he's doing those videos, but we wouldn't know. He's probably just not wearing makeup during the videos. You have people saying, oh, well, he looks terrible. He looks like he's stretched out on meth or something. Nah, he probably just doesn't have makeup. And the only times you've seen him is when he has all this makeup on 2.5 gays or whatever.
Sure. And also, I think he – it seems to me like it looks like – he looks like a guy who quit drugs cold turkey.
Yeah, I mean, he's going through withdrawals. And honestly, I don't think he wanted to be on 2.5 Men. I mean, it's not something he wanted to do, so...
Who the hell would?
Yeah, it's an awful show.
I mean, he did it almost 10 years? He was looking for an out, for sure, and I think he just said, fuck it, I'm just going to go with this.
It was a stupid show, and he obviously has a lot on his mind. I mean, he's in the whole 9/11 truth movement, so, you know, doing 2.5 Men, I mean, it was a family program, and he's basically emulating himself as clean as possible on the show, and he has to hold back so much that, you know, he's not really able to be himself, and he's this all-star celebrity. You know, his father basically made his name. You know, he could do a lot with himself, but of course, you know, he just used it for money. You know, more power to him, but at least he's able to, you know, be free of the freaking tyrannical network he was on. Such a shitty network. The guy that ran the station was awful. I mean, he had those rants after the show, and I know that was posted all over the place and basically defamed Charlie Sheen. So, yeah, I mean, more power to him. But at the same time, I don't want to pay money to the guy. I don't think he's that funny. I think it was funny that he trolled so many people. But other than that, you know, I'm not going to support his cause.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Absolutely. I'm not going to support his cause financially. I'm with you on that. But I definitely support his ideas, though. I think he's an entertaining guy. I think he's on to something. I think he's tapped into some. I think he's what he's guilty of is oversaturating himself too much too fast. He had the original rant, which I loved, and the subsequent little. He went on Twitter, and I thought that was great. He got all those followers. But then he started doing these Ustream videos, and then he did the tour, and then it's all the merchandising and everything, and that's when you start losing me. And I understand, though. I see what's going on. Obviously, he's had this show he's been on. He's been making, $20 million a year on average for the last eight or nine years. He's sort of become used to a certain lifestyle, and in order to maintain that, he has to keep the income coming in. And I think he realized that, well, if I'm going to forfeit this show, quit this show, and just say fuck the show, if I want to keep my house payments and all that jazz still going, keep the whole Charlie Sheen machine greased and oiled and fine tune, he's got to keep the cash flow coming in. He's used to $20 million coming in every year. Suddenly that's not there anymore. So he's probably scrambling to do movies. He's doing these tours. He's doing all this merchandising stuff, and he's capitalizing. Good for him. He should. But that's when I start losing them. I just, I'm not interested in buying a Charlie Sheen t-shirt. I'm not interested in buying tickets to his show. I did watch his Ustream thing. I do follow him on Twitter. And I think he's hilarious. But I agree with you, Wild Goose. I don't think I'm going to jump on the Sheen machine totally. But I do love what he's got going on. And I consider myself a warlock myself. And let's take a little break and listen to the warlock, shall we? Speaking of that initial rant, this is I haven't played this in a while, but this is my little mashup of Illmerica and the Sheen on Alex Jones. Enjoy. I'll be right back.
PBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy. Over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull. S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails and all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart, and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you.
Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Opa.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Vince, back here with you. It is not disorderly conduct tonight. Tonight is party sexy time. And, of course, what party sexy time would not be complete without some tales of strange romance? And I shared a tale of strange romance last night on the show, the non-show show, I guess. And anyway, here's another tale of strange romance. By the way, if you want to join me, 347-826-7667. All right, here we go. In periods of transition, strangers may turn out to be douchier than they initially appear. On her first Saturday night after moving to San Francisco, Amanda went out to North Beach and met a guy named Larry. Larry seemed nice, and he offered to show Amanda around the city. She was thrilled at how easy it was to get a date and delighted when he invited her to nightlife at the Academy of Sciences, a display of erotic creatures from abroad set to hip music and plenty of alcohol. Hip music, not hip-hop music, hip music. When Thursday came around, Larry asked Amanda to take a cab to his apartment. Amanda lives in the Richmond. Larry lives in the Marina. Who fucking wrote this piece of garbage? My God. Anyway, this is Amanda talking here.
Balls, this, dude.
What? What? What are you talking about, balls?
This fucking shit you're reading is balls.
Look, this is tales of strange romance, all right? If you can't handle it, it's too hot in the kitchen. Get the fuck out, all right? What would you okay, what do you want to talk about? Jesus Christ.
I want to talk about how awesome it is that I'm coming to San Francisco on June 3rd and the fucking Wombats are playing and we're going to see the Wombats and then they're going to fucking New Year's show. Oh my God, they're going to fucking be on Vince in the Bay.
Are you
Holy
serious?
Shit.
Did you talk to them?
Yep.
No
he's
shit, really?
No, he's totally down to do it.
Wow,
he's
that's gonna fucking
talk to me later
badass.
To figure out details and stuff, so.
Dude, that's awesome. That's so awesome. Jesus Christ, I got a boner now.
Yeah, I got a boner too. Like, you gotta be kidding me.
Fuck, dude. All right, let's listen to some Wombats then.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
I'm gonna take another bong rip, and I'm gonna fap, and then I'll be back. Shitting me? Did they really say that they would do the show?
Yeah. Well, he said he's going to try to work things out. With he didn't say for sure, but he's going to try
okay,
to work.
Cool. It sounds like it's promising.
It sounds promising. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
And he said, "I'll get
you." You know what this means, though.
And I gave him a link to your show and all that good stuff, and told him how it works. I told him it's really simple. All you got to do is call in on a phone. So there you go. But yeah, I'm really excited about this. I'm going to be in San Francisco for almost a week, and we're going to have a blast, I think. And then maybe we'll even go to that festival and see the limousines. So it'll be double gay music week. Hell yeah! Oh, so when.
Is that insane? The week that you decided you were going to come to San Francisco, both the Wombats and the limousines just happened to be in town.
I didn't plan it that way either. It just happened. It's so awesome.
So maybe we should get the maybe I should get the limousines on.
You should.
Because I have a connection to them already. That guy JC.
There you go.
He knows them. So, and they're from the South Bay. So I don't think it would be hard to get them.
Oh, they're really cute. You should get them to sleep in the bed with me. Have an orgy.
Yeah, it's on. Sure. Totally. But we have to videotape it all.
I'm down for that. I'm down.
Turn it into the video that killed the radio, the internet star, kills, or I don't know, whatever.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing. It's my birthday that week, too. So it's going to be an amazing week.
I know. Hey, Dalton, what's going on with you, bro? You've been quiet for a while.
I didn't know if Mike was muted or up.
No, you've been pretty much here the whole time. I just haven't heard anything from you, so I was wondering if everything's okay over there.
Everything's fine. I'm listening to your show and having a great time.
Good, man. Right on. I'm glad you're here. And so I missed
doing a radio show right now.
Oh, really?
Singing Core Radio.
It's on right now?
It's on right now for like 10, 20 more minutes.
Oh.
20 minutes remaining.
That's how much time is remaining on my show. What's he
well,
doing?
Then.
Should we go
I
over
don't
there?
Know.
And listen? Should we
Let's
listen
call
to
him. Let's call him. Let's go check it out.
All right, what's the number? Tell me what the number is.
Oh, okay, hold on. It's 760-454-7044.
Okay. All right, let's check this out. Dick Burns. We're going to try calling him right to his radio show right now. Let's see what's going on over here. Dial out. Shiver, shake, shake. 454. All right. Let's try this out. Bling, bling, bling. Call established, it says. I don't know. Do we hear him?
I don't hear anything. Maybe he
Otherwise,
died.
Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Here we go.
Oh, shit. Good sound.
Oh, shit. Stop.
Crazy hardcore music.
Oh, dude, he hung up on us.
He kicked us out?
Yeah, he hung up on us, dude.
Call back.
Dude, what's up?
Call back.
What, is he scared? Does he think we're going to troll him?
I don't know. Just call back. Let's troll him.
All right. I think he wants to be trolled now. Him. I think he just asked to be trolled right there by hanging up on
him. He's asking for it.
I agree.
Oh, he just kicked me out of the chat, I think. Oh, no, never mind. I got into your chat.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
For those of you who are wondering, we're calling into Dick Burns' radio program. He's playing some hardcore screamo stuff right now. Hopefully he's going to take our call.
Hell yeah.
I like this music. I just don't like it when they're screaming.
Yeah, some of it's amazing. Like, I love the rhythm.
It's all, some of it I can't really understand. It's hard. It just sounds like somebody yelling.
I mean, some of it, like I said, I love. It's already the fall.
Okay, maybe he didn't dress up as maybe it's just
maybe what?
Never mind.
I sent him a message on Skype and told him to take our call.
Right, cool.
Song will probably last a lifetime. Was over.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back. Right now, I got a caller on the board. We're going to go to the 347 area code. Hey, what's up, caller? You're on the line with Dick Burns, Concord Radio. What's going down? Hey, what's going on? Am I getting nigger bombs right now?
Are we on? Is this on? Hello? Are we on?
Oh, yeah, you're on. You're on with Scene Corps Radio. Up, what's going on?
Oh, Scene Corps.
How you
yeah,
doing?
I like
how
that. Hey, bro. I love that track. What was that?
Oh, that was The Arsonists Get All the Girls, and the track was Dr. Teeth off a new CD they came out with this year. I like that CD a lot.
I thought it was pretty badass.
Yeah, I've been listening to that a lot lately.
The guy sounds mad, though. Is he mad?
Oh, yeah. You're going to hear a lot of mad.
You should
hear
play
a lot
the new
mad
Thursday record. That's really good.
You know, I think I will, to be honest. I think I'm going to play a track from them before the evening is up. But, you know, we're playing some jams tonight, that's for sure, because of the hey, we fucking survived the rapture, that's for sure.
We did. But you came close to not surviving it. You know what I'm talking about.
This is true. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We survived.
So, yeah.
We all survived the fucking rapture.
Basically, not giving out too many details, but Dick Burns woke up today to a punch in the head. That was my wake up, and somebody broke in my house and punched me in the fucking head to wake me up. There was a scuffle. They're in jail. I'm still alive. I don't give a fuck.
No shit.
But
are you
anyway,
serious? That shit went down today?
He's serious. He's 100% serious.
That shit went down
holy
today.
Holy fuck. Can, are you at liberty
but
to
yeah,
say
that's
who
how
it
goes.
Is? Or did you know the person, or is it just random?
Yeah, I know the person. they, you know, sometimes you say, come at me, bro, and they do. So, yeah,
wow.
It kind of works like that.
That's fucking, that's next level for sure.
It was next level. I've never woke up and straight from a dead sleep got into any scuffles, but it
God
definitely
damn.
Happened today. Shit got broke in my house, but it's all good, and on that note, we're going to play a song called Conspiring with the Damned from the Black Dahlia Murder. Conspiring with the Damned!
Oh, shit.
Right? A bit too much.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, well, that was interesting. Oh, my God. He seriously? Oh, my God.
It.
That's insane.
Yeah, no. It's the truth. He got his ass whooped. No, just kidding. He didn't get his ass whooped, but he got woke up to a punch in the head. And like I said, I'm not going
to
give out details, but It was pretty hilarious in my book. He deserved it, dude. He's had it coming. He pisses so many people off.
No shit.
How did he get woke up that way?
Yeah.
What? Well, if you do some of the things that he does, trust me, he deserved to get woke up that way. Dick Burns is all about pissing everybody he can off. So he definitely deserved it. I thought it was pretty lowly, to be honest.
Say the truth if you would ask me. Kishu, go ahead and ask me what my favorite music genres are.
What are your favorite music genres, Dalton?
Country, soft rock, and a little bit of hip hop, just not the gangster rap.
I've never heard somebody actually out loud admit that they listen to soft rock.
It's Dalton, dude. Of course you listen to soft rock. He is soft.
But people that usually listen to soft rock don't think they're listening to soft rock. They think they're listening to rock. They don't call it soft rock.
Dalton knows his genres, dude.
He does. Well, obviously, but
isn't
I
that
just
right?
think that's amazing. He chose it, and he has no shame about it. He's just like, fuck it, I like soft rock. I don't even know what soft rock is. Is that like Sade and stuff like that?
It's like let's see, Plain White Tees, Aerosmith, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's classic rock. That's classic rock.
The station where I'm at, they only play the soft rock music from the soft rock songs from those artists. Also,
man,
like,
I just looked in the mirror and I trolled myself. I literally shit my hair. It's orange. Oh, man. Sorry,
also,
I didn't mean
like,
to interrupt you. I just got distracted.
Also, like bluegrass.
Oh. Yeah, no, you told me that last night, dude.
I forgot.
Hey, Dalton. What's your favorite musician?
Wow, I have a lot of them, Kishu.
Okay.
I think my favorite musician would be here for a while.
Do you like
give us your top three.
I make sense play.
What about your like three? Give us three of your favorite musical people.
Okay, a top three that would be. Let's see, number three would be the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Number two would be John Denver. And number one would be, number three would be Jason Mraz. Number two is John Denver. And number one is Aerosmith.
You like Pete Seeger?
Yeah.
Do you like the Wombats, dude?
Pardon?
That song I always make Vince play, that techno fan song. He just played it a few minutes ago.
I don't think I've heard that song.
No, you have. You were listening to it just a minute ago. Remember when Kishu came on and we were talking about that band, the Wombats, and I said, hey, let's listen to some Wombats, and I played it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that song. Do you like that song?
Sounds like a pretty good song.
Hell yeah, it does. And Vince was like he was talking so much shit on the Wombats, and then he like went and saw these awesome videos where they're like beating each other up and they're like really funny. And he was like, dude, these dudes are awesome. And I was like, hell yeah, they are. Yeah, that's my story. And now we're going to see them on the 3rd of June, and I'm totally stoked. My birthday is on the 8th, so I'm like, fuck yeah, this is going to be the best week ever.
My birthday's on the 12th of July.
Nice. My mom's birthday's in July.
And my mom...
Are we still on Dick Burns' show?
No, I hung up on him. Why, do you want to go back on there?
I think he's alone.
Oh, Well, I'm getting ready to end my show right now, so.
Okay.
I felt like we were bothering him. I didn't want him to think that we were trying to like fuck with him or anything.
Well, I'm gonna call him and troll him hard.
All right, go troll him, and I'll finish up the show with Dalton, and I'll catch you later.
Okay. Good night, Vince. Good night, Dalton.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Have a good night.
The lovely and talented Kishu, everybody. And I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got 5 minutes to go. If anybody wants to call in real quick, 347-826-7667 is the number. But if not, I think we're gonna shut her down. Dalton, anything you would like to share before we get out of here?
Yeah, actually, there is one thing. I meant to put this on Debbie's show, but for the next couple of weeks, I'll be tuning in to either show. I will not be doing readings. I'll only be talking about people to help people understand people with disabilities. So if you have any questions or you want to know anything, just tune in to either Deb Daly's show or Vince's show, and you can ask me a question, but I will not be doing readings. I'll let you know on the air when I'll be doing readings again.
Good to know. Good to know, bro. Appreciate it. And let's see, ATM Be Cool, anything you want to add before we go?
Yeah, that's about it.
Sweet, dude. Thanks for coming through, bro. Appreciate it. I appreciate everybody for hanging out, especially Wild Goose for calling in earlier. Also Kishu and Dalton and ATM Be Cool. Appreciate y'all hanging out with me tonight. Sorry about starting late and not bringing the chat room up until the last minute and all that stuff. I'll be back. Excuse me. My goodness. I'll be back tomorrow, though, and hopefully on time and raring to go. Yeah, in the meantime, check me out on Twitter. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. YouTube, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. I have a blog I desperately need to update, but there is some bloggage on that blog right now. It's VinceInTheBay, or wait, theblogspot.com. Is that how it goes? VinceInTheBay.blogspot.com. And that's about it. Yeah, if you want to email me with requests or hate mail, send it to vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Tomorrow night's mega show. So join me. It'll be a hoot. And I'm going to say good night. Adios, amigos. And before I leave you, or as I leave you, I'm going to leave you with this. It's Pete Seeger. This is for Dalton. It's Pete Seeger. It's the closest thing I have to anything you were talking about. But this is Bella Starr from Pete Seeger. Enjoy, kids. Until next time, peace out.
Bella Starr, tell me, where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven's wide streets that you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below? Eight lovers, they say, combed your waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sound of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore.
Cole Younger was your first, and the father of your girl, and the name that you picked for your daughter was Pearl. Cole robbed the bank and he drawed the lifeline, but I heard he was pardoned after 20 years' time. Your Cherokee lover, Blue Duck was his name. He loved you in the sandhills before your great fame. I heard he stopped a bullet in 1885.
Welcome to Blog Talk
and
Radio.
Blue Duck,
if you
no
desire to speak to the host,
alive.
Please press 1.
You took Jim Reed to your warm wedding bed, and from out of your love was born the boy Ed. A pal killed Jim Reed by the dark of the moon, and your son Ed was blowed down in a drunken saloon. Then there was Bob Younger, you loved him so well. He rode with the James boys out on the long trail. Well, they caught him in Minnesota along with the gang, and he died down in jail in the cell of the chain. You loved Mr. William Clark Quantrill and his Civil War guerrillas in the Missouri hills. He hit Lawrence, Kansas, and fought them still. And when he rode out 200 Lake Hills, they say you could have, they whisper you might have loved Frank James on a couple of nights. He fought the Midland Railroad almost to death, and in 1915 Frank brought his last breath. They say it could be, they say maybe so, that you love Jesse James, that desperado. Jesse got married, had a wife and a son. Was shot down at home by the Ford brothers' gun.
Bell Star, your time's getting late. But how is Jim Younger? Did you hear his fate? He was jailed and then pardoned for all he had done, and he blowed out his own brains in 1901. Eight men, they say, combed that waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sound of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore. Bell Star, tell me where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma, sand hills you were on. Is it heaven wide feet that you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below?
Good night.